in those condos.
I didn't catch what you were asking me if it was closed out.
Okay, I said, is the racetrack still out there, or did they close it up and build condos instead?
I would have no clue. Never been to it, or I don't remember driving past it, other than out in Riverhead.
Yeah, I haven't been out there in a long time. Yeah. This is a fairly well-known racetrack, anyway.
All right. Well, I grew up not too far from the Iceland racetrack. And, we had to be a couple miles away, down by the water, down on the South Shore, and you could still hear that thing when they were playing.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I used to live in East Iceland, and, you know, 11 o'clock, and that was it. Everything got shut off. But that was a long time ago.
Yes, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. I can't believe how many decades have slid by.
You know, I'm in a similar position, I believe.
Well, all I know is old people got younger. And young people are just scary. See a doctor that looks like they're 15 years old.
What can I say? Anyway, I'm just headed home right now. I got to drop something off, and I'll be back out on the road. I think that you'll be traveling for a little bit.
Yeah, I've got about another 43 minutes if the GPS is correct, which it usually is. But I'll catch you later. KD2KH, clear, 73.
Yeah, I'll be back before that, certainly. WB2ZFC.
WB2CMF. Come on, Steve.
Oh, okay. You can ignore the message. I just left you. I didn't know what time you were going to be around, Bill, because I know you have something to do.
Yeah, right now I am on the road. I have a few chores to accomplish. It's going to take me about an hour and a half or so. So I expect to be back home by lunchtime.
I have to run around, do a few things, and then I'm going to pick that box up. So I'm doing it once, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, like I said, I got chores I have to get done, and I'm on the road right now. And like I said, I'll be back by lunchtime for sure. So 12:01, I'll be home.
I have a phone call. I'll be right back. WB2CSA.
Okay, WB2CMF.
And 2ZUC Mobile, listening.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
This is N2ZUC Mobile listening.
N2ZUC K0BD.
Okay, K0 sounds like DE. I don't know if that's the right call. This is November 2, Zulu Uniform Charlie. Your name is Ron. I'm in Valley Stream.
My name is Ryan, Alpha November, and I'm up here in Rocky Point right now, talking to Middle Island. I'm about to get on the road.
Your signal is very weak from the North Shore. I did pick up Ryan, R-A-Y-A-N, I believe that was it. I don't know if you can get to a better spot or boost the power or something. Try it again.
Yeah, I really just wanted a signal report, so it sounds like I'm a little weak. I'll try again when I'm at another location. I'm about to get on the road, so I'll be moving soon. So for now, I'll say 7373, talk to you in a bit, K0BB.
That was a little better. Catch you later. N2ZUC listening out. K0BB, N2ZUC.
W2VL repeater.
Kilo zero, Bravo, Bravo. K0BB, can I get a signal report? Kilowatt, zero, Bravo, Bravo.
Full quiet in into the repeater, into GSL.
And to GSL, thank you for the signal report coming into Middle Island from about 4 miles away. All right, on to North Country Road, K0BB.
K0BB, and to GSL, 73.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
82, UZT listening.
QLS on.
Hello, Bob. 82KH.
Yeah, hi, Charlie. How you doing?
All right, just playing out in the Hamptons. Well, Rich Hamptons. I guess that qualifies.
Well, let's see. Bridgehampton. Yeah, that's kind of the end of them, isn't it?
No, that would be more East Hampton. Bridge is really south of Bridge at the beginning.
All right. So I know Bridgehampton will never admit to it, but that's where all the hauling companies dump their garbage in open pits.
All right. I wasn't aware of that. I guess it's not right off the main street.
Definitely not. During the summer, myself and a couple of guys rented a house out in the Hamptons. That was when I was still young and single and looking for somebody. Which I eventually found, by the way. Anyway, I got to ride around on a lot of the side and back roads out there just looking around to see what was there. Also found some shortcuts to get from one place to the other without going through all the traffic.
Yes, back in the days of the Hangsham Atlases. Now everybody's got a GPS. It's similar routes to neighborhoods.
Just think of how many Hangsham Atlases you could buy for the price of a GPS when they first came out.
That's true, but today, yeah.
Today, all you need is your cell phone and Waze.
Waze is my primary. Secondary is Google Maps.
Yeah, I mean, I can drive pretty much all over the Northeast without looking at a map. I've done it for so many years, but occasionally, if I'm going someplace really new, or if I think I'm going to run into a lot of traffic, I'll put in the cell phone and set it up on Waze, because sometimes it gets you around the real nasty messes.
Absolutely. I kind of miss the Hangsham days. Because you really, when you're driving around, you had to know where you were going. I mean, it was amazing how many times I would just guess and turn up and it would turn out right.
All right, I'm pulling into BJ's, my favorite for location for the purchase of gasoline.
Understandable. Peter, I want to talk to you. You're on your way to BJ's. I'll let you go and play something. I got to stop back in and stock up. 82KH clear. 73.
Okay, take care, 73. It's the only time my wife lets me out of the house. Bye-bye.
Go Delta 2, Alpha.
Okay, we're doing damage. I'm still here. I hear you. It's a little low. What do you say?
Yeah, roger that. I'm on an AD. I'm the RF finder B1. Got it, like 2 days ago. External hand.
Well, quality's exceptional, but again, a little low. You're going to be using an HD, but it sounds good. I don't know if you can speak a little bit louder, if that would help. Try coming back a little more emphasis on your voice.
Okay, roger that. How does that sound now? Is that a little better? QSL?
Now you're booming in like a like a mobile rig. Yeah, coming in much better.
Okay, roger that. I just had to move a little closer to my face, and, yeah, seemed to work. Thank you very much for coming back to me. I'll say 73s, and have a great day. I'll let you keep moving on.
Actually, I do have to sign, but I'll talk to you again. Jump back on. This is KD2, KNH clear, 73. You have a good day. Bye, thank you, Toy.
82 KNH, this is Breeze. Have a great day. Take care.
W2VL repeater.
KV2OSR.
Hello, Bob. KV2KH back.
November Alpha, station looking for a signal report, radio check. I hear you, you're coming through. You're a little scratchy, a little scratchy on the audio, and you're fading in and out of the repeater, and the audio's not too good.
Okay, thanks. Two people, thank you.
Do not talk to that radio check station. He's a jammer. We don't talk to them on the repeater system.
Good afternoon. The time is 1:55 p.m. Partly sunny. Temperature 72 degrees.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
32VL repeater.
KD2AKX, KD2REK, Johnny, you're right.
KF2VR, testing.
AJ2AK, mobile.
Infonet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
ZNK on a very weak handheld. How do you read, Craig?
Not much. Shut the Roger off. It's not...
I'm sorry, Craig. It's KD2 ZNK. Very weak handheld and it's kind of low on the battery, so I hope I get you, but if not, I'll try again with my other radio. Over.
Nah, you're making it just fine into the repeater.
Okay, very good. I'm just sweeping up some broken glass in the backyard here in Valley Stream on the HT. It's a very weak Baofeng. I have my my preferable radio inside. I kind of use this thing as a scanner, and my Yaesu FT65 is my real communication radio. That's the other handheld. But, okay, so if you hear me, great.
Yeah, I mean, coming all the way from Valley Stream, you're making it pretty good, actually, so... I just left work, just left Ronkonkoma Station. Headed home to relax, switch clothes, and see what's on the dinner menu. So that's my plan for today. I don't really see myself actually going to the board meeting. I'm actually going to wait until next month for that, and then I'll also probably go to the general meeting.
82 OGB Mobile, standing by.
Sorry about that, Craig, KD2ZNK. My battery died just as we were speaking. KD2ZNK.
Yeah, I had a feeling. And there, the, on your other radio, the Roger beep isn't on.
Okay, thanks. I'll check that out further. It's just a silly Baofeng. I mostly use it as a scanner. And I'm in the backyard, someone's calling with no response. I'm on there, and most of the time, I don't do so well, so I gotta run upstairs to my Radio Shack room, which is just grab the other handheld, and that's when I get through.
Alright, very good. Yeah, just cruising Patrick Hobick Road, just closing in on Nichols. Headed home, so nothing really else going on right now. I don't know if I'll be going to the board meeting. Maybe I might not, I'll see. But there is something that I actually want to do Wednesday night. I'll see what happens.
Okay, very good. I hope to catch you at the next general meeting. I haven't been very good at attending those, but I plan to do so a little bit more now that it's late spring, summertime. Just before I let you go, Craig, I did see you on 97 northbound about 2 weeks ago, I guess. It was about a Monday or Tuesday. I was heading into Holbrook. Or Coram area, actually. And I saw a guy with a Jeep coming up behind me with two huge antennas on his Jeep. I said, this has got to be Craig. And sure enough, you passed me, and I saw your license plate. It was you. I didn't have a radio on me to say hi, but you went past me, and I went past you, and I saw you again. Up in the Stony Brook area, KD2ZNK.
Yeah, I was, I think I was chasing something. I think I was chasing, Was this in the morning or in the afternoon?
I was going to say mid-morning to almost the early afternoon, and to put it into perspective, northbound 97 was slowing down because of the workers on the median kind of cleaning up debris on the median, just doing some general cleanup work, and that was a slowdown, and we all bunched up, and then we kind of got going north of that, but from the expressway to kind of into the Stony Brook area. It was slow going, and that was a slowdown. And that's when I saw you coming up on me. And then you passed me, and I passed you back, and that's the last I saw you. I turned off on wireless road.
Yeah, I was actually chasing the FRA inspection train around up on the Port Jefferson branch. I was still on the night shift at the time and was driving a couple of guys around. But, yep, that was me.
It was definitely you. I saw your license plate said as much. But I saw the huge antennas, and I've often heard you speak of your Jeep, and I never realized that that was it. But as I saw it coming, I said, yeah, exactly as it described.
Yeah, my Jeep is definitely noticeable. At some point, I would like to get myself something new. Still trying to rake in some money. It would be help if I could do OT every week, but unfortunately, I feel like that I wouldn't really have very good odds for doubles now that I'm back on mornings. So Saturday or Sunday would be my only option. I'll have to probably wait until the next snow duty comes around. Probably be trying to bank as much as I can.
Yeah, I hear you. When I did overtime, I took it when I could because I knew as I got older, it got harder and harder, and it sure did. Take it when you can, when it's there, and while you're still young enough to have the energy to do it. Yeah, that's all I can say. Over.
Well, OT when you're older, especially when you're in your last 5 years, matters, because then you'll want to do it to max out your pension, after all. I got a guy that's going to put his papers in December, do 100 days into the next year, and try to do OT every single day until the day he retires, then just use whatever is in his sick time until retirement officially kicks in. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Copy, and good for you. And if you're in the New York State system, just remember that it's not your last 3 years. It's your three consecutive best years over that time. So it's usually in the last few years because that's your highest pay rate. But if you do maximum overtime before then, it's your best 36 consecutive months. People get confused about that, as I almost did. But I did luck out. And it just happened to be my last 36 months for my last 36 months. My employment, and that it worked okay for me.
As much as you can, since it matters. There isn't really much the stock market's doing right now. I mean, generally I could go high risk, but I don't really want to do that. I'd rather just do low risk. I mean, sure, it's a gambit to double or triple your money over time, but I'm still young, so I don't really want to just toss it all up at one time. So I'm putting a decent amount away. I do percentage rate rather than a fixed amount. I used to do a fixed amount, but then if you do overtime, then you're not getting that extra stuff. So percentage is what matters.
Absolutely. And just keep in mind, you're still young. You're a lot younger than me, but it creeps up on you. It just shows up overnight. Suddenly, you're 30 one day, you're 50 the next. Keep that in mind. But good luck either way, and I'll talk to you soon, Greg.
Yeah, I'm just about a block or so from home. I'm actually just about to come up to Montauk Highway now, so you're making a pretty good time. 73s, KD2OGB Mobile. Turn on the Montauk Highway from Nichols Road.
And pleasure as always. It's KD2's ZNK from my backyard in Valley Stream. So long, Greg. Talk to you soon. 73.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Listening.
Kilo, Delta 2, Zulu Alpha November, mobile.
And 2 Zulu C-Mobile. King Station, this is N2ZU C-Mobile, do you copy?
KD2ZAN.
N2ZU C-Mobile, anyone on frequency for a quick check? N2ZU C.
KD2ZU C, sound good.
You're breaking up, do you copy this station, N2ZU C?
NJZ2C, this is 82DK. You're making the trip very well. What are you testing, by the way?
It's an old Chris Craft mag mount on the car. All right, thanks for coming back to the call. I'm going to hop out. I appreciate that. You have a good day. N2ZUC, be clear.
W821UB.
Good afternoon. The time is 4:55 p.m. Mostly cloudy. Temperature 74 degrees.
AD2DK, mobile and listening.
Ooh, Houston input, WA2NUB in the car and listening.
WA2NUB, you're making a fine trip into my car. Name here is John, how are you this fine afternoon?
I am good, John. I am not going to be with you for very long, but compared to some of the signals I heard this afternoon, you got a fine signal too. A lot of people are coming in very low into the repeater. Sometimes I wonder if they got their transmitter set for narrow band instead of wide band. Not bad.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W.
I have always wondered the same thing. You know, I wonder if a lot of hams, when they say wideband FM, do they mean, you know, do they think the 200 kilohertz wide channels, you know, from FM radio? But, nope. What is it? I can't even remember. What is this, 15 kilohertz wide? No. No, it's less than that. Wow. Getting senile. Anyway, I'm sitting here braving the Long Island Expressway at exit 59.
Oh, you're far enough east to require a passport. Yeah, I can hear by the beep that you're on the Eastern input. Yeah, normally FM, the way we use it, is 5 kilohertz wide and narrow band is 2.5 kilohertz for UHF and VHF commercial. We are still allowed to do wide band. Interestingly enough, I set up a radio for a cousin of mine in Europe, and they are on the ham frequencies also mandated to narrow band. So we're lucky that we have the high fidelity quality of wideband. And I'm going to turn it over to you. I'm going to be leaving soon.
All right, very good, no problem. Yeah, I'm just heading home from work. I'm going to try to get into the dentist. Crown fell off on Saturday, and today I was eating a wintergreen lifesaver, and I bit down on it. Broke another crown, so we'll see if he can get me in this evening.
Tell him not to use 5-minute epoxy. It's not good in a damp environment. I've been there, done that. I was once in Mexico eating a candy bar, Three Musketeers to be precise, and it was enough to pull a cap off. And the annoying thing is, of course, your tongue can't leave the stub alone. That's the most annoying part of losing a cap or a crown.
Oh, that is for sure. The crown that came off on Saturday, my tongue can't leave it alone. And now I've got this other one. Came off just on a Hershey bar, just a regular old-fashioned plain Hershey bar. Pulled it right off. I can't figure out that.
Yeah, my problem was I was in Mexico and I wasn't going to see a Mexican dentist. God knows what they would use for an adhesive.
I don't know, maybe they just would have pulled the tooth out and gave you an implanted animal tooth, because, you know, I hear a lot of dentists in Mexico are also the taxidermists.
See, now I learned something new today. yeah, I didn't know that. Let's see, I'm making a series of turns here that are uncomfortable even for my little Camry. All right, I'm getting close to my destination, so I'll make this my final. Yeah, I just, you know, when I came back to New York, I used to work for the airline, so when I came back to New York, I made an appointment, and the guy glued it in, and I think it's still in. I'm not sure which one it was, but it seems to me it's still in. Anyway, I'm going to hang a yuppie, and I will talk to you hopefully again. This is WA2NUB, clear.
WA2NUB from 82DK. Good talking to you, sir. And 73s, have a good rest of your evening. 82DK on the side listening.
82KH on the road replying. Hello, John.
Howdy, howdy, Charlie. How's things?
Well, beautiful day. Unfortunately, I work today, but what can you do? Kind of shoot Saturday morning, high power, and at least I got to do some shooting.
You're saying you went this past weekend, or are you going to go?
No, this past Saturday.
Oh, very good. Where'd you go, Calverton or Brookhaven? I think we talked about this before, the Brookhaven Town Range. I guess it's, what, Ridge, Calverton? No, Ridge. I like that one the best.
And that would be the one, yes. It's set up nice, controlled properly, and has overhead protection. So if it's drizzling or sunny, you know, you're covered.
Yeah, and the overhead makes it so the sun doesn't screw up my old-fashioned chronograph.
You know, I never did pick one of those things up. See, some of the guys do magnetic ones.
Yeah, I hear those are the hot ticket. I haven't looked into them, but I think they work by radar or something like that. Yeah, I used to be really into reloading. I haven't gone shooting in so long. But, yeah, what were you shooting? You said high power.
Well, theoretically it was high power, but it was really a toy cartridge, a varmint cartridge, 223, bolt action.
There's nothing wrong with that. My small varmint caliber of choice is the 22-250, which, as you might know, is a 250 Savage neck down, so you get that short, fat cartridge out of it. It works pretty well.
You know, a lot of guys love them, and they're phenomenal. You know, they just, I can't compete with their, well, then again, I'm only using a light rifle, but, yeah, it's a great cartridge, great ballistics.
But I gotta say, my favorite one is, you know, I have a, what is it, Walmart of all places, Remington 700 bolt action in 270. And, you know, I had the thing apart, and I played around with the trigger adjustment, and then pillar bedded it and pre-floated it. And my God, the thing is a tack driver on my hand loads. You know, I did have to figure out exactly what it wanted to see, but man, does that thing shoot.
ITX recognized. I'll hand it off to you next. Yes, the, yeah, 270 is great, but I've been going to small calibers for lighter recoil and burning less powder. John, jump right on in.
Thanks, I didn't get the call, but here you've got John, 82DK, and Charlie, KD2KNH. Who do we got up there? Give me a call again.
Thanks, Charlie. KD2AKX. KD2REK, you out there? No copy, Charlie. Thanks. I'll be back.
No problem, and I'm sorry for causing the confusion, since we had two Johns falling in step on each other. Very good. Still here.
Yeah, I got the same problem at work. Everybody's John. We have so many Johns, and we have so many Andrews. The Andrew is Andrew K or Andrew C. For the Johns, we just go by our last names. And that's, you know, for all the Johns, that's not even including the men's room.
Well, I was going to ask if you were working at a house of ill repute. A lot of Johns there, too. but shooting is fun. You know, people don't understand the complexity and reloading and finding the right load. Everything is custom tailored. It's another hobby all in itself. I've been neglecting some of my safe queens. So they'll have to come out one of these days, out of the safe.
Yeah, I honestly, I've kind of like lost track of what's in my safe. I haven't opened it in so long. And then my grandfather passed away at age 97, and he was an avid sportsman. So, he had, I have them now, M98 Mausers that he brought back from World War II that were sporterized. They looked nothing like the German Mauser they were. You know, the 30-06 or 25-06, all completely modified. It's some kind of strange, it's not bluing, it's black, and it's very, very glossy. I don't know what it is that he had done to them. So I have all of those, and I've lost track of what I took from his safe when he passed.
Well, yeah, unfortunately for me, I didn't have any of those type of situations, but that's great. Just keep them oiled so they stay good, and I always keep damper in my safe. It's just nice that you throw that in there and know it's dehumidifying for months, you know?
You know, that's a really good idea. I never thought to do that, and I actually have a tub of Damprit that I haven't opened yet. I have several toy cars, let's put it that way, project cars, and when they're sitting, Damprit goes inside of them so they don't get stinky. It definitely works.
KB2KNH. Yeah, I started doing that because I felt that the ones that you buy commercially that you plug in and whatnot, they just don't work. Not like Damprit. You know, you throw one of them and heat safe and check on them once in a while, pour the water out and swap them out, and it keeps things nice. You don't have to worry about prized possessions rusting away.
Yeah, that's true. I can't say I've ever had rust issues in the house. Although, when I was working on them out in the garage, you know, one night I left it on the stand and went to bed and came out the next morning and the damn thing was rusty. Thankfully, most of it came off with WD-40 and a cloth, but man, it was amazing what just happened overnight.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if you're doing any waterfowl hunting, to the salt water. But, yeah, it can happen. I mean, it can destroy a family heirloom, and you want that to happen. But, one day you'll get around to getting them back out again. It's like all good things come with, to those who wait. For me, it was my daughter growing up, and it was back into my sport.
Yeah, yes, sir, yes, sir. And approaching, my daughter is graduating high school in 3 weeks. So, that's a big milestone. Got started making babies late in life. So, yep.
Well, that was always my plan. I didn't get married until I was 29, and then started then, have one daughter. So, I had too many things I wanted to accomplish before getting married and having kids.
Oh, yeah, I definitely, I feel you there. I still feel like there's so many more things that I need to accomplish. You know, I'm thinking, as I get older and closer to retirement, spend more time doing things that aren't work. You know, what's it going to say on my tombstone? You know, Here's John. He worked a lot of overtime. So I don't want to be that guy.
KD2KH, just wanted to take a long break in case anybody else is trying to jump in. Yeah, you don't want to be that guy without enjoying life. My father worked all his life and never enjoyed anything. My brother did the same. We followed the old adage or code of, you know, work hard, you'll get ahead. But, you know, not always the case. You're better off enjoying life and not working as much.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, companies nowadays, it's just, you know, when I first started in engineering, you know, the company was as loyal to the employees as you were to the company. But nowadays, you know, you put in extra effort, all they have is their hand out saying, well, that's all you did? Well, why didn't you work another 10 hours this week?
Yeah, you just described what's wrong with America today. Grumman was the same way. They always took care of their people. By the time I got there, when Fairchild shut down, you know, it was a different company.
Fairchild. I'm trying to think of where that was. Was that, were they also out at Calverton?
No, Fairchild Republic was at Route 110 in Conklin Avenue. So we built the A-10 there and, well, numerous other things as well. I worked on the Boeing program there. We had a Saab program going, vertical tail section for the space shuttle, a lot of different programs.
Ah, I remember the place now. I don't know, what is there now? I don't even think it's the same building anymore, is it?
Now it's a shopping center with a movie theater. There's not much left other than super fun parts of the site where it's not touched yet.
Yeah, roger that. I'm trying to think. I said, I remember there used to be buildings there, but then I remember the last time I was there weren't buildings. And I knew something was different, but didn't know what.
Well, everything changes with time. Grumman as well. I worked over in Bethpage in Building 2 and then finished the last several years out at Calverton in Hangar 6.
Yeah, very good, very good. In fact, I had some fellows in from Northrop Grumman today out of the Azusa, California facility, the space guys. So working on stuff with them. Exciting stuff. Back to you, 82DK.
Well, KD2KH, and I won't ask you about your project, but yeah, I know what Northrop Grumman is into. Just killed me that they killed off all East Coast operations because, you know, from a defense standpoint, you can't have everything, all your eggs in one basket.
Well, that's true, that's true. I mean, I guess you could sort of say, you know, Northrop Grumman Dulles, which was the old Orbital Sciences, and then Orbital ATK when ATK bought them, but now they're Northrop, so there's that. And of course, they have their launch pad there. So Northrop now has the capability of doing their own launches. But yeah, you know, I think the only activity that's left on Long Island are there's an office for customer source inspectors, and I think that's really all that they have.
I haven't kept up with what's going on with Grumman, but on Northrop Grumman, I know there's something with fuels or whatever. I don't know what division that is. You're building, you know, a couple of buildings here and there, but my finger's been out of it for so long, I don't have a clue.
Oh, you and me both. You know, if it's not Northrop Grumman, UTC, United Technologies, they're just buying everybody up. And, you know, the old Hamilton Sunstrand up in Connecticut, they were longtime customers. And then UTC bought them, and now they're part of something else. So it's so hard to keep track of with all these mergers and acquisitions.
KD2KH, yeah, like our banking system, gobbling each other up all the time. you know, who knows when they're going to convert our money to digital. So we got that to worry about.
Yeah, great. Just what we need. Just makes you want to buy gold and bury it out in the yard. Anyhow, yeah, soon there'll just be one giant corporation. It'll be owned by Sam Walton or Jeff Bezos, maybe even Elon Musk, but there'll just be one corporation. That's it. Covers all bases. Does all things.
Yeah, I never used to believe in a New World Order, but it looks like we're heading that way.
Well, I don't know about New World Order, but, you know, a lot of the things that wouldn't have flown years ago, you know, just the Federal Trade Commission allows it, the SEC allows things that they never allowed before. I mean, a case in point, right? So CVS Pharmacy, they bought a pharmaceutical insurance company called Caremark, so now they're CVS Caremark. It turns out that my insurance is through Caremark, and I got a letter one day, and they said, you can no longer use your local pharmacy. You have to buy all your meds from CVS from now on. And I'm like, wow. Like, what's next? They're going to tell me what doctor I have to see? How is that even allowed? That is, like, the biggest conflict of interest.
Well, it's like being an HMO. You got to use their doctors and go to their people. And their PAs rather than their doctor. And maybe a janitor will be in charge soon.
I hope not, you know. I don't want to see where he puts his mop. Anyhow, you know what? I kind of like the PAs, you know, for routine stuff. I mean, not if there's anything challenging, but, you know, they spend more time with you and they're more personable, that sort of thing. And, you know, nonetheless, they're still pretty knowledgeable.
Well, I have to agree with you there, because basically all a doctor would do is the same thing they're doing. Basic vitals and a couple of questions and prescribe some basic meds and don't need a doctor for that, I guess. But then they should give you a cheaper insurance rate. You could probably have AI take care of you.
Wow, that's a thought. You know, this AI stuff, it's a little frightening. You know, I saw a demo of somebody working with that ChatGPT thing. And it's pretty shocking. I mean, you can sort of tell there's a machine on the other end, but, or maybe it's just a preconceived notion because you know it's a machine on the other end, but it's pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah, and the fact that they can simulate people, so you gotta worry about that. Yeah, it's very exciting and very dangerous at the same time. Open the pod bay doors, Hal. We're coming to that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, Charlie, I'm pulling onto my street here, so I am going to wish you 73s and clear out. Good talking to you, as always. And 73s, 82DK.
All right, John. Yeah, we'll free up the repeater for somebody else. I think we've burnt through most of our time.